Here, the Breakfast Club got a chance to catch up with Captain Sig from Deadliest Catch.
I don't know how you guys do it. There's not enough Dramamine in the world for me to get on that boat.
Well, I don't know. Greed will do a lot of weird things to a person.
Hey, Sig, you haven't really known any other career in your life. Did you ever think of what other career you might have ended up with?
Man, I get asked that all the time, you know. Might have ended up, if it wasn't for fishing, I'd probably be flipping burgers. We barely graduated high school, and college was not an option for us. So it was just, you got born into it, and those are the cards you dealt. Not that I'm not complaining, trust me. I love what I do.
Fishing is probably the most dangerous profession, but you've had very few injuries during your 20 years at sea. How come?
I give the credit to my brother, the crew, you know. I mean, we keep the same guys, and that's kind of a recipe Dad had forever. And, you know, he always was pretty quick to pay guys a little more, and in return, you keep the same guys coming back. And once you got the same team, you know, everybody knows what they're doing. And I can guarantee you, if you take five guys, I don't care how experienced they are, you stick them on a boat they've never been on, and you have a captain run that boat who's never run that particular boat before, something's going to go wrong. It's inevitable.
Is there a fishing off season?
More nowadays than before. I mean, you know, when I was younger, you could fish for, I mean, Jesus, we'd stay up there for 9 to 11 months, and you just, you know, you'd get into town, you'd probably party a little bit, wait for the next season, and then it'd be, you know, snow crab. You'd fish that from January through, oh God, I've done it through July into August, switch over for blue king crab, switch over into red king crab, and then do two different seasons there, and then try to make it home for Turkey Day.
Oh, man, it's a fun show to watch. And when it's cold out there and the water's freezing against the boat so fast, that's got to make it a little bit tricky for you, too.
Yeah, this winter, you know, when we head back up, it's that's when we really get it, in the January month, so that's... You just got more to watch, you know, but you really got to be careful. You got to try to be conservative, you know, not as many pots and try not to take as many risks, but that's not always the case. I mean, we've been in some pretty close calls because of it, and it sucks, but, you know, you got to just deal with it.
Says you want to be on Dancing with the Stars.
I don't want to do a damn thing. I'll tell you what happened, that Leno found out about this interview I did, and then lady said, well, I watch on TV, and I said, well, me and my wife watch that and Housewives and stuff. You know, you get hooked because what are you going to do? It's family time, right? And so
right.
I did the interview, and then that got out, and then Jay Leno found out about it, and he got me on TV to talk about that. And next thing you know, guys are pushing to get me on there, which is fine. I would do it just because, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? But at the same time, you know, if it interferes with our fishing season, then that's a different story. I'm not going to do that.
Well, you're an awesome dude, man. Captain Sig from Deadliest Catch, thanks for your time today.
Oh, yeah, man. No, looking forward to getting out there. It seems like the guys on the East Coast, there's a pretty neat connection, you know, because there's a lot of fishing history back there. So that's what makes it fun for us, especially out that way. Everybody's got a sea story, so bring it on. We'll have some fun.